This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled Unlocking the Bible's Depth, Why Context Matters in Understanding Scripture. It offers a simplified overview of how reading the Bible in its original historical and cultural context opens up deeper understanding, clears away common misreadings, and strengthens our confidence in God's Word. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as section headings, the appendix glossaries, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who wish to explore this topic in greater depth. D. Jean Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. When reading the Bible, we often come across passages that are hard to understand or seem strange in today's world. How do we make sense of them? Two main ways to approach the Bible are plain reading and contextual reading. Plain reading takes the words at face value, while contextual reading digs deeper into the history, culture, and background of the time when the Bible was written. Both approaches have their strengths, but contextual reading gives us a richer and more accurate understanding of the Bible. It helps us see how the scriptures speak both to their original audience and to us today. By doing so, we avoid misunderstandings and build a stronger foundation for our faith. Problem with plain reading: plain reading is simple and accessible, making it a popular way to approach the Bible. For example, when we read Genesis 1, a plain reading might tell us the world was created in 6 24-hour days. But what if that's not what the original writer intended? People who first heard Genesis lived in the ancient Near East, a culture filled with stories about how gods created the world. Genesis speaks into this culture, but with a key difference. Instead of gods fighting each other, it shows one sovereign God creating everything with purpose and order. Plain reading often misses these deeper messages. It risks imposing modern ideas on ancient texts, which can lead to confusion or debates that the Bible never meant to address, such as whether Genesis is a science textbook. The value of contextual reading: contextual reading takes us back to the world of the Bible. By understanding the culture and history of ancient Israel and its neighbors, we see how God's message stood out. For example, Genesis versus Babylonian myths. Ancient stories like the Enuma Elish describe gods creating the world after violent battles. Genesis counters this with a peaceful, all-powerful God who speaks creation into existence. This isn't just a creation story, it's a bold statement about who God is. Psalm 82 and the Divine Counsel. A plain reading of Psalm 82 might seem to suggest belief in many gods, challenging the Bible's monotheism. But by studying texts from Ugarit, we learn about the concept of a divine council, where a chief god rules over others. Psalm 82 uses this imagery to show that Yahweh, the God of Israel, isn't just one god among many, he is the supreme judge over all spiritual beings. These examples show that contextual reading doesn't weaken the Bible's authority. Instead, it reveals its depth and power. Addressing common concerns, some worry that studying the Bible's historical context might undermine its divine message, making it seem like just another ancient book. But contextual reading, when done carefully, does the opposite. It highlights the Bible's uniqueness and helps us defend our faith in today's world. For instance, a contextual understanding of Genesis 1 shows its compatibility with modern science by emphasizing its theological message rather than forcing it into debates about timelines. Exploring Psalm 82 clarifies monotheism, showing how the Bible transforms ancient ideas to reveal a greater truth about God. This approach aligns with the principle of prima scriptura, which sees scripture as the highest authority but values tools like history and tradition to enrich our understanding. Practical applications: contextual reading isn't just for scholars, it's for everyone who wants to go deeper in their faith. Here are some ways to apply it. 1. In Bible study, use resources like study Bibles or commentaries to learn about the cultural background of a passage. For example, when studying Job, understanding ANE views on suffering can shed light on Job's questions about God's justice. 2. In teaching and preaching, pastors can bring ancient context to life in their sermons. A message on Genesis 1 can emphasize God's sovereignty and relational nature, contrasting it with chaotic ANE myths. 3. In apologetic, when skeptics raise objections like claims that Psalm 82 supports polytheism, a contextual explanation can show how the Bible's message is unique and consistent. Conclusion: the Bible is a timeless message written in a specific time and place. Contextual reading helps us honor both aspects, revealing the richness of God's word while staying faithful to its meaning. By understanding the ancient world, we see how scripture speaks powerfully across cultures and generations. Plain reading has its place, especially for personal devotion, but it's like skimming the surface. Contextual reading dives deeper, showing us the depths of God's truth and helping us share it with confidence. In a world filled with questions and doubts, a thoughtful contextual approach strengthens our faith and equips us to share the gospel in meaningful ways. Let's embrace this method as a way to grow closer to God and understand His word more fully.